Good morning. Our biblical story begins at the very beginning, like you just heard, when God created the heavens and the earth. Out of the empty darkness, out of the void, a great wind swept over the primordial waters, and God spoke light into being. God spoke the cycles of day and night into being. God spoke life into being, all the life that fills the earth. And God pronounced the whole creation good. We know this story well, and we tell it over and over again. It lights up our imagination, even as we have new stories of creation that continue to be developed by scientists who look up to the heavens to assemble a story of creation that sits side by side with the ancient stories of God's people. Both stories igniting our imaginations and filling us with wonder. Both stories giving us information about who we are today and about the big story that continues to be written, the grand story into which our own life stories are interwoven. On this Trinity Sunday, we remember the tradition of our faith that has been passed down for more than two millennia. The story of the Trinity is about love and relationship. It is a story that is difficult to nail down. In Barbara Brown Taylor's sermon entitled Three Hands Clapping, Barbara quotes one of her colleagues who said, "When human beings try to describe God, we are like a bunch of oysters trying to describe a ballerina. We simply do not have the equipment necessary to understand something so utterly beyond us. But that never has stopped us from trying. Yet we still grasp for understanding. We continue the struggle to nail down some concrete meaning of the divine story. We continue to wrestle with concepts about the natures of God and of Jesus and of this Holy Spirit who entered late in the game and who moves like the wind, stirring our hearts and urging us to action. But rather than giving up in frustration for not being able to figure out how this divine trio works, we are encouraged to enter into the paradox and to flirt with the mystery. Barbara Brown Taylor says, "Preachers tie themselves in knots trying to explain what this all means." She continues, "One Trinity Sunday, I found a lumpy envelope on the hood of my car. Inside was a Three Musketeers candy bar with a note that read, 'All for one and one for three. Happy Trinity.'" She adds, "Meanwhile, I do not know why we hold ourselves responsible for explaining things that cannot be explained. Perhaps the most faithful approach to the concept of the Trinity is to sniff around the edges of the mystery, hunting for something closer to an experience than an understanding." When I was a little girl, probably about 6 or 7 years old, my mom was my Sunday school teacher and taught our class about the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost as the triune God. Remember, this was a long time ago. And I guess at that time, and perhaps even now, my connection was and always has been with Jesus. I thought Jesus at that time was really the Son of God and that they were two separate people. I remember saying to my mom when we got home that I didn't want to think about the Holy Ghost man. I know Mom chuckled and let the subject drop, but of course in my childlike way, I just kept right on thinking that Jesus was, as God's son, a separate entity, and totally forgot about the Holy Ghost man. Then, when the Holy Ghost was later referred to as the Holy Spirit, it was to me a kinder, gentler concept, one that didn't jar my senses. Despite the Trinitarian math of 3 = 1 and 1 = 3, God is beyond words, explanation, or understanding. Gregory of Nazianzus, a bishop in the 4th century, said this: "No sooner do I conceive of the one than I am illumined by the splendor of the three. No sooner do I distinguish them than I am carried back to the one." If the Trinity is about anything, it is about love, beauty, and new life. We may not be able to explain this, but we know it when we experience it. The how of it all may be beyond our understanding, but that does not stop us from seeking it. The triune God is ever calling and asking us to take our place among the three. Nowhere is that better portrayed than in Andrei Rublev's icon of the Holy Trinity. It is based on the story of the three men who visit Abraham. For nearly 700 years, Rublev's icon has been the church's attempt to express what cannot be spoken and portray what cannot be seen. Three persons, distinct but not separate. They look just alike, though dressed in different color robes. They share the same expression, their bodies and postures are alike, and they form a circle of unity and oneness. Three persons, one life, one love, one beauty. That's not just about God and the three persons, it's also about us. There is an empty space at the table around which the three are gathered. Who might it be for? Richard Rohr has made an observation that on the original icon, just below the table, there is a small rectangular residue of glue. Some art historians believe that the glue once held a small mirror that was meant for the viewer to see his or her reflection within the circle of the Trinity. When the viewer stood before the trio, he or she would see themselves joining the sacred circle of love and life. More than that, the circle is open and beckons us all to join. We are to live our lives with and in the life of God. In Him, for it is in Him we live and move and have our being. It is a picture of God with us, Emmanuel. That's the promise Jesus makes in today's gospel. I am with you always. God before us, God behind us, God on our left, God on our right, God above us, God beneath us, God within us, and we within God. I am with you always. The Trinitarian life of God is to us what water is to a fish. It is our natural environment, and we are already in it. It is ever present, pervasive, and all encompassing. Searching for and seeking God as if God were absent, distant, or apart from us is like a fish asking, where is the ocean? Maybe that's why Jesus begins his promise of presence with, and remember. And remember, I am with you always. Remember what already is. Week after week, we retell the story of God's redeeming work known to us in Christ Jesus. Week after week, we retell and reenact the story of Christ with us in the sacrament of community, in the sharing of the bread and wine. Week after week, we are sent back out into the world to live into the story of God's great love and dream, a story of which we are a part, a story that continues to be written in us and in all of creation. Amen.